Playlet, The Sandman. In the study. Father is in the study. Sitting around him are Meg, Jack, and Nathaniel. And then, when the pirates had us locked up, who should arrive but Donald?
Father, your pipe has gone out again.
Oh, silly me. I got so caught up in my story. Nathaniel, will you relight it for me? The clock strikes 9, and Mother enters the room looking scared.
Time for bed, children, time for bed.
But we're not tired, Mom.
No arguments, bedtime.
Does the Sandman really come at night, Mom?
Of course. That is why you must go to bed right now.
Jack and Meg exit with their mother. Nathaniel starts to exit, but then hides behind a plant. Father is sitting in his chair.
I hear footsteps.
There are 3 knocks at the door. Father opens it.
Hello, Cornelius.
The 2 men put on aprons and kneel down before the fire. Father pulls something out of the fire. Cornelius takes a small marble out of a bag.
It's the Sandman! Help! Help!
What is he doing here? Stop, you!
Nathaniel runs. Cornelius leaps up and chases Nathaniel around the room, finally catching him.
I will take his eyes. He will spy on us no more.
Please, Master, spare my child. He needs his eyes.
In that case, I will switch his hands and feet.
No!
Nathaniel faints and falls to the floor. In Nathaniel's bedroom. Nathaniel is asleep in bed. His mother is sitting on the edge of the bed.
Oh, my poor boy. You are okay. Don't worry.
Nathaniel suddenly wakes up.
My hands, my feet, where are they?
Your hands and feet are where they always were. You are fine.
But Cornelius, he switched my hands and feet.
It was a dream. It's okay now.
But it was so real.
Don't worry. Cornelius is gone now. He won't be back again.
In the study, 1 year later.
And then the dragon reared its head and roared. We were terrified.
All of a sudden, your Uncle Donald... Mother rushes in.
Bedtime, children, now. No arguments.
Is it Cornelius? I thought he wasn't coming back anymore.
It is time for bed, no arguing.
The children exit with their mother. Cornelius enters.
Let's get to work.
But I thought we were finished. You said we were finished.
There is one more task. Hurry now.
The 2 men put on their aprons and start working over the fire. Suddenly, there is a loud explosion. Father falls to the floor. Cornelius runs out of the room. Nathaniel runs into the room.
Father? Father? Help! Mother, come quickly!
Mother runs in.
He's dead. That evil Cornelius. No, Father! Wake up!
Nathaniel and his mother start crying. His father lies on the floor dead. The end.